Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check. Check 2 1 2 VITB in the his house. Oh yeah.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
The fuck? Hey, y'all. Hey, 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 it's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. Back with you for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. That's right. Super Bowl Sunday, February 3rd, 2013. Thank you all for joining me. It's so lovely to be here with you, and I'm really excited that the football season is over, finally. It was a little unfortunate the Niners couldn't pull it off there. But I wanted to see them win, but part of me, being a Raider fan, was not so disappointed with them losing. We've lost a couple Super Bowls. It's about time they did, too. Anywho, I want to thank everybody for joining me this evening. We can, this is the Super Bowl after party, and we can talk about the game, the commercials, all the hoopla. I know some of you use this occasion to express your anti-capitalist sentiments. If you want to spew that noise on here, you're welcome to do that too. I don't know what the fuck the NDAA has to do with the Super Bowl. Like, I know people wanted to troll the Super Bowl tag. What happened to trolling tag, hashtag, What happened to trolling hashtags for the lols? Why does it have to be for the NDAA? Why can't you just do it for the lols? You know what I mean? Anyhoot. Let's give some big ups to the chit chatters, the early chit chatters here. We got quite a few peeps already lined up here. American Sting, Anon Sicko, Ashley 57. Hello, Ashley. Chad Vermillion, Danny Dantalion, several guest listeners, Jay Flint, a.k.a. Mr. Flintstone, new to the show, Katie D. Girl. Hello, Katie D. Girl. Welcome to the show. Also, Melissa 13. Hello, Melissa. And Nikki Smokes a Lot. Oh, my God. Nikki Smokes a Lot's here. Hello, baby doll. How are you? Also, we have Nyan Wall. Whale? Wall? Whale? Who else? Radio, Russell League Radio Live. Russell League Radio Live, welcome to the show. I'm sorry I missed your broadcast last night. And I hope it was a success. I believe that Shady Playa, who is my Minister of BTR Foreign Relations, was there. And hopefully he will call in at some point and give us a report on that. He's in the chat room right now and says, you didn't miss much. It was pretty bad. Oh. Not as bad as Goofy Bone, though. Okay, so there's hope. Anywho, who else do we have in here? Shady Playa, of course. Soul Butter. Hello, Soul Butter. Good to see you. And Tales of Hair and Harry. Valknut 357. Or is that Valknut? Valknew Test. Because it's like it's got 357, like it's leet speak. So Valknew Test, right? And Vert. We got Vert. My homie Vert. Of course, last but not least, Vert. Good to have you all with me here tonight. If you want to call in and talk about the Lay Super Bowl, we can surely arrange that. If not, we can talk about anything else on your mind. I want to give a big ups to the Russell League for finally nutting up and doing what I was hoping somebody would do on the internet. They, the White House put out this promotional photo of Barack Obama skeet shooting, and they uploaded it to the White House Flickr account, and they put a disclaimer on it saying that this photo cannot be manipulated in any way, shape, or form. Totally non-binding. Just telling people don't Photoshop our president's picture. We know you're going to do it, but just don't do it. I'm sorry, but the president is fair game. I forgot. What is it? Not eminent domain, but the president's image is part of the public domain. And we can do whatever the fuck we want with it. So the White House can just simmer down. I mean, they're just asking for it. Basically, they asked. By saying that on their by putting that disclaimer out there, they basically told all the trolls on the internet, anybody who's a halfway decent Photoshopper, they basically told them it's fair game on the president. Let's see what you got. And the Russell League stepped up. And I saw a couple today. I don't. One of them was they did a photo of it was a shot of a picture of JFK being shot. And Barack Obama is on the grassy knoll with his gun. You didn't know that. Barack Obama was the second shooter. Also, little known fact, another Photoshopped picture revealed that Kurt Cobain did not commit suicide. and Courtney Love did not kill him. It was Barack Obama. Check the Russell League Twitter feed. Russell League, if you're in the building, if you could tweet a link to that, I think we would all appreciate that and get a few lols from that. There we go. Here's, oh, Obama shot the lights out at the Super Bowl? Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. I love it. Obama has been behind a lot of shootings and a lot of mischief. Who would have known? Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. I love it. Also, oh yeah, depending on who you talk to, dead air. Is this on? Soul Butter, can you hear me? Soul Butter's saying I have dead air. How can I have dead air if you guys heard me talk about Russell League? Somebody, if people are having problems with the show, either refresh the page or click on the link that says play an external player. Play an external player. Hey, Saul, I'm not fat, all right? Russell League has a problem. Says the show sucks. I'm in a bathroom stall with a chick named Candy Cane. Are you telling me that my audio is not good? What the fuck? You know, I can't tell anything anymore these days because you people just fuck with me. So, fuck you. I'm going to come right back in a moment. I has Candy on the board. I has Candy. Are you talking today or are you just buzzing? Yep, just buzzing. I has Candy. I can't believe you've gone this long without a headset and microphone. It's ridiculous, dude. You're supposed to be leet. Get that figured out. Get your technology straight, dude. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, screen some calls, and come right back.
What you want to, and I'll stand up and begin. Ooh. Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
And unmuted. Hey, it's Vince. I'm back. Do you hear me? Is this on? Test. 1, 2, 3. Hello. Well, I'm just reading this off of Twitter now. Apparently, to Ron, according to Ron Brynn, I suppose, this I'm getting this secondhand because, the guy blocked me. All right, Ron Brynn blocked me. He reported me for linking to his docs. So I'm done with Ron Brynn. As far as I'm concerned, Ron Brynn is not a word to be said on this show. Just like she whose name we shall not say, I think Ron Brynn should be now termed on this program, he whose name we shall not say. And these are just orders that were just sent down by he whose name we shall not say. Apparently, he has. Apparently, he has put down a new rule that the Wrestle League cannot say the words Jew, Russell, or Jimmy's. I believe those are three words. No, Jew, Jimmy, and Russell. They can't say Jew, Jimmy, or Russell. Can you believe that? Poor guys. I mean, that's like 95% of their shtick. What the hell are they going to do? Anyway, they'll adapt. I know they will. They're smart. I am not quite as smart. I'm Vince in the Bay. Hey. We got 2 hours of this shit to go. Actually, we're down to an hour and 40 minutes to go. And to help ease the pain, I now have with me a non-sicko. What's up, sicko?
What's going on, Ben?
Not much, bro. I just found out about these new rules. I don't know. Should I stop saying Jew or Jimmy or Russell too? I mean, like, can I even tweet to Russell League? Because technically I'm using the word Russell.
Yeah, you are.
Jesus Christ. You can't trust tweet to Russell League anymore because it contains the word Russell. In fact, oh my God, where did Russell League Radio go? It's gone. Oh no, it's there. Russell League Radio actually is going to go on timeout 2 minutes for having the word Russell in your name. 2 minutes Russell League Radio Live for having the word Russell in your name. Okay, moving on. So, Sicko, what did you think of that Super Bowl, man?
I think it turned out better than it was looking like it was going to go. It was a really strange Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was fucking trippy, dude. I was glad there was two halftimes, though. It allowed me to go to eat and then go get coffee.
You want to hear what's funny about that? Is there was two halftimes like that, and I still had to go get beer while the game was playing.
That game was technically like almost 5 hours long. And the first part was totally. You could have just thrown out the first part. Don't even count the first half. Okay, first half doesn't count. That was a great game. Those guys, I think those teams could go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, both teams' secondaries were getting slaughtered.
You could probably put those two teams on the field tomorrow and have a completely different game.
You know what? Now I know why the 49ers lost. Because their secondary are homophobes. Yeah. They're afraid to get too close to the other guy, the other players. No wonder we fight. I'm a Raider fan. Look, I was just when I say we, I mean I'm representing Bay. I have a lot of Bay Area listeners who are Niner fans, so I got to respect that. You know, I was really looking. I couldn't believe I was rooting for the 49ers for once in my life.
I'm a Cowboys fan, and half of my family are Niners fans, and there's a deep-seated rivalry between Niners and the Cowboys.
Oh, for sure. Oh, the 90s was classic. When Dion won, like, championships with both teams, he just switched over. Okay, I'm tired of winning titles with the Cowboys. I'm going to win with the Niners now. Later, dudes.
Yeah.
That was the one commercial I liked. The one commercial I liked was the Deion Sanders commercial. I thought that was funny.
The only commercial that I can remember from the Super Bowl is the Star Trek trailer. Other than that, I can't remember a single commercial.
Saul Goodman says, Vince from the gay area. I like to prefer it to be called the yay area. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Poor E40. Niners, man. Hey, how about them Niners, man?
Yeah, Vince. I figured you would have liked the Gangnam Style pistachio.
Oh, my God. I was so close to killing myself. I was like, why did I ever support this stuff? This is like blatant Korean communist propaganda. It's all green. This is like a globalist conspiracy propaganda commercial, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's sponsored by nuts. Like, not even a brand of nuts, just pistachios in general.
You know, if the right didn't already have a commercial they could talk about, that's probably what we...
Who has the right to talk on behalf of the pistachios? Can't they speak for themselves? I'm going to report them to PETA.
I don't think PETA covers pistachios, bro.
Oh, PETA's probably behind it. Yeah, you're right.
I don't
think
trying to
subtly pimp out their nutty agenda.
Commercial.
Oh, Beyonce. People are talking about Beyonce. Beyonce looked hot. She winked at me. Did you guys see that? She blew me a kiss, too. It was fucking hot. Okay,
yeah.
we got to bring on Shady Playa and get an update on BTR relations. Go ahead, Shady Playa. You're there.
Hey, Vince.
Hang on a second. You know what? Hang on. We got to do that again. Shady Playa, everybody. Hang on.
My God. Major Zach Park is coming.
To a live late night BTR news update with our late night BTR correspondent, senior relations officer with Vince the Bay, Shady Playa, giving us a report on late night BTO happenings. Go ahead, Shady Playa.
It's a great Super Bowl Sunday here, Vince, and here we have Goofy Bone celebrating that the 49ers lost because he hates the 49ers, and all around he's looking like an ass. We have Mr. Midnight Movie doing what he usually does. And we have Desert Rose throwing an after party, though she's not on a radio show. And as for Russell League Radio, their show sucked yesterday. It's not worth it.
Speaking of which, they just got unmuted in the chat.
Yeah, all they did was talk about their stupid WrestleMania event. And
oh,
it was just,
what's that
it
happening?
Just went to shit. I have no idea. I wasn't really listening that well. And apparently they think I'm a Jew.
Of course. You're the enemy.
Yeah. Well, that's all the BTR Foreign Relations late night news I have, Vince.
What about Desert Rose? What's up with Desert Rose?
Oh, yeah. She's doing a party, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, is she doing a show tonight?
Oh, not a show. She's just doing a local party back in her desert area.
Back in the desert.
Yeah, when the Ravens won, she got so excited and just threw an all-out party.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's some hot shit.
Okay. Stay right there, Shady Playa. We are now going to go. We're just getting word this is breaking news. We have, I believe we have Ron Brynn, formerly of, or actually I should say he whose name we shall not say. I believe he's going to report live via satellite. Ron, are you there?
Hey, Vince, how's it going?
It's going great. We just had a live news update from Shady Playa, and now we hear there's some breaking news that you want to share with us.
Yeah, that guy's a prick over there, you know, fucking talking, you know, all this shit. Probably flushed this Jim Bob to some shit like that. Anyways, what's going on is that, you know, fucking those guys, you know, because I can't, you know, nobody's allowed to say the word on the show and shit. You know, they're fucking with me again. You know, they really butted my toast this time. They really did butter my toast. The pricks. But Vince, one thing I'm going to tell you is that I'm coming to kill you, Vince.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Enough with the drama. What do you know about WrestleMania, Ron? What can you report on that?
Well, all I know is that I'm going to be fighting ass-hook neckbags there. And she better bring
you guys are on the undercard?
Well, I think I'm on the undercard with that prick. It's for the World Cocaine Championship, because she's a prick. I flushed her Jim Bob the other day. Fucking, she was making fun of my ma. You know how it is, you know, like we over here in New York and people making fun of your ma. Or your pa. That prick.
Totally, bro.
You're patriot-gregging a little bit, Vince.
Am I?
Hey, shut up, you prick.
How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing good. What about you, you tough guy, you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, good to hear that. You're fucking crazy Italian bull that you. Eat your eggs sometime, all right, you prick? I need to do some cocaine here. Hold up.
Yeah, I love when you're on the show, Ron.
Yes, he always brings expert analysis to the panel.
That's right. I got all your cocaine. I got all your cocaine accessories. I got everything for you. Cause that guy over there, you know the schmuck guy, and fucking took all my coke ones, you know, the other day and shit. And fucking that guy's a prick. You know what I'm telling you? All he does, he goes and he talks on Twitter, you know, about how he's a part of the group that we're not allowed to say it and shit. Fucking calling people racist names and shit. That prick. That guy probably couldn't even fucking troll his way out of a wet pepper bag and shit. Kill that motherfucker, I saw him.
Wow, hey, those are fighting words. That's crazy. That's an exclusive right here on Vincent the Bay.
His
name we shall not say, live with us with Shady Playa and a non-sicko a joint. If you have any questions for he whose name we shall not say, he's live here now, folks. 347.
Yeah, so call in, you prick.
7667. Yeah, call in, you pricks.
Hey, who was just laughing? What you think this is funny? Huh? This is worse. Hey, man, this is worse with the time when my grandfather was in Auschwitz and they pre-hitted him over, a little bit too over. You know what I'm saying? The guy was in there screaming and shit. What's wrong with you? You prick.
Sorry, Ron. I didn't mean to offend you.
It's okay. It's okay. We can smoke some crack sometime.
Well, definitely have to do that.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Vince. So fucking, who else is online? You know, we gotta talk to more people online. Who the fuck else is online? Huh?
Hey there.
Hello.
Okay, you guys are out of the green room now. And I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm live with Sicko, Shady Playa, He whose name we shall not say. And now we're joined by a first-time listener, first-time caller, Katie Davis. Katie, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? What do you think of the show so far?
Well, this is my first time here, and this is my first impression of the show is this.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Well, Ron, I mean, he whose name we shall not say, you caught us on a bad night. He doesn't usually call in. This is like the first time he's called in forever.
Hey, yeah, how you doing there? So
it's kind of, it's crazy. Yeah, we should be talking about the Super Bowl. That's the topic of the night. Katie, what'd you think of the Super Bowl?
My bad.
First of all, I didn't really watch it that much, but I've watched some of it. And I just want to tell some people in your chat room to shut the fuck up.
Ooh, like who? Hang on a second. Who wants to mute? Tell me who you want me to mute.
I want you to mute that person because they're saying I'm sending them nudes. I'm not sending them new pictures. They can shut
the
fuck up.
You got to give me names, sir. You got to give me names. The thing works.
I don't know how to say that person's name. It's like I-B-A-N-A. I can't even freaking say it.
Ivana Sucky Dick?
Yeah.
No, she's cool.
Come on, you can't mute it, you prick. What are you? You sound like you're from Jersey. The fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, huh? Where are you calling from, Katie?
Probably calling New York. Shit.
New York. What part of New York?
Huh?
I'm not sending anybody nudes. Stop saying that.
Bitch,
oh, it looks like
right
I got something from KDD. Oh, God, it's her nudes.
Oh, damn. You already got doxxed? Wow. That was quick.
I'm going to sell you because I'm not going to say on this show and deal with it.
This is disgusting, Katie. You should stop sending me nude pictures of yourself.
Hey,
all right,
hey,
hang on a second. Shady Playa and he whose name we shall not say are on timeout. They get 2 minutes for disrespecting Katie, who's a lady who's trying to participate. I apologize, Katie.
This is my first time to your show, and this is what I'm getting. Are you serious?
Yeah, what were you expecting by chance? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, not this. I was expecting you to get, usually people get trolled and stuff like in here. But seriously, they're all jumping on me. I'm new here. Why are they jumping on me? And
it's... You've been in BTR chat rooms. You know what's up. Come on, Katie. You've been to other shows.
Yeah, I have.
How old are you, Katie?
I'm 18.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I was born in 1994, so yes, I'm 18.
Hey, Shady Playa, you're BTR relations guy. Do you know Katie's dossier? Have you seen her around BTR before? Unmute yourself, Shady. Are you there?
I haven't seen her a single time and not on any show.
Huh. If you're underage and you're offended by any of the material on the show, I would highly encourage you to just turn off the show, go somewhere else.
I'm not underage. I'm 18 years old.
Okay.
Are you sure? Right. You sound 15 or 16.
Yeah, you sound pretty young.
Do you want me to tell you my school birthday?
I think you're a bit young for this show, Katie. I think you need to leave.
Oh. Tell me your social.
I'm 18. Do you want to know my full birthday?
Yeah. What year were you born?
1994.
Oh, great. Now she's Patriot Gregging. First time she's already Patriot Gregging.
Did she really?
Yep.
Patriot Greg.
Okay, we got another call. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
This is Katie's boyfriend. I'm pissed.
Katie's boyfriend? Are you serious?
Yeah, this is Katie's boyfriend, and I can't believe she's on this shit show called Vince in the Bay with Rob Ryan. This is fucked up. I want her to come to my house now. Get off the show, come to my house, and suck my dick.
Katie, that apparently your boyfriend wants you to tune out of the show.
Who is that? I don't have a boyfriend. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, really? Who's your girlfriend? And why is she here?
Oh, Vince. Remember, the 6-12.
She's 12? Oh, yeah. You're right. My bad.
I'm not. Why are you being like this? Are you serious?
I don't know. I don't know. The consensus seems to be that you're lying about your age.
No, I'm not. I'm 18 years old.
Okay. Great. You know who else is of age? Our friend Elliot Smith, who's here now here with us. What's up, Elliot Smith?
I just wanted to come say hi to Katie.
You know Katie? Is this on? Elliot.
What?
Elliot, do you know Katie?
Yes, I know Katie. You know, for 13, she got some big tits.
Shut the fuck up. You're
Are you serious? Everybody knows Katie.
I'm not fucking 13. I'm 18 years old. Ask
girl,
Nikki.
Girl.
Oh, this is making me feel very uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I don't know. Katie, you know your boyfriend. Who? If this isn't your boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend. Shut
whoever
up.
This, okay.
Yes, she
okay,
does.
Okay,
she's
so
lying.
If this isn't your boyfriend, who the fuck is this?
I don't know.
I'm Katie's boyfriend.
Guy.
That's
a
real
slut. Shut up. All
right. All right. You know what we're going to do? We're just going to take another call. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, Vince.
Oh, hey. Who's this?
This is Danny.
Danny. What's up, man? What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Not much. Who is this Katie chick that's talking right now? What?
She's a new listener, first time caller. She sounds pretty young and impressionable. I don't know if she should even be listening.
She's obviously a middle schooler, Vince. I mean, what are you?
No,
what are
I'm
not.
13, and she's got them double Bs.
It's okay, Katie.
This is bad, Vince. This doesn't look good for your case.
What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Remember that discussion we had the other night about underage people and, you know, you...
No, I don't, because it didn't happen. What are you talking about?
Whoa, you're getting really defensive there. I mean, nobody was insinuating anything. There was obviously just a discussion that went down on last show about this same kind of topic, and... Now we come on, and there's this underage girl on here.
You know, you told us you weren't down with that. Now I'm a little confused.
No, I didn't say. Well, I'm not down with that, and I don't even remember having a conversation telling you I was not down with that.
No, it was about those 14-year-old boys. We talked about this last week before.
Hello?
Katie, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine, but I don't like what you're doing.
Hey, we're in the green room right now.
Okay.
So, you really not digging the show?
I like your fucking show, but I do not like what they're fucking doing. You know that I'm 18 years old, so why the hell are they doing this shit? And you're letting it happen? Is this like a show for you? Are you enjoying this?
Okay, you promise you're really over 18.
I'm 18. I was born November 17th, 1994. I have fucking proof. I'm 18 years old. I just turned 18 last November.
You're really young, though. Are you sure? Do your parents know you're calling into these shows?
Yes. My parents are out there in the living room. They know.
Okay, put one of them on. I want to talk to your dad.
My dad is sleeping. They're sleeping.
Is there anybody else in the household that's awake?
No, everyone's sleeping right now.
Okay, wake him up. Wake him up. Just wake him up at home. I just want to have a chat with your dad.
Why?
I just want to verify that you're of age. That's it. You can just
everyone
go back
can,
to
that. No, everyone can hear us. So, no.
All right, fine. Well, what do you want to talk about on the show? All right? What would you rather talk about?
I wanted you to go back to what you were talking about before. But we're not actually in the green room because everyone can hear us. So.
Okay. So do you want to talk about the Super Bowl?
I don't care, but I do not want people to sit there and say that I'm not 18 when I know clearly that I am.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Understood. All right. Okay.
I told you that I don't like it. Like, I understand that people troll. I understand that. But I do not like how they are attacking me like this. This is what happened last time. And I told you about this. And I did not like it. I got
attacked. You know what? You should... Yeah, you know what? You know who I think can probably talk you down a little bit? My friend Norwalk. Go ahead, Norwalk. You're on with Katie Davis.
You mad?
All right. Thanks, Norwalk. I really appreciate that. 347-826-7667 is the number. I've got Sicko with me. See, Sicko is a cool guy. He can get into an intellectual discussion if he wants to. You want to talk about something? Is there some sort of issue out there, Katie, that you want to discuss?
No, and I can too handle trolls.
Okay, good, because I get shit tons of them.
Okay, well, I can handle them. I'm just saying I don't like them.
Well, then, okay, all right. You know, just promise me that you won't torture yourself. If you can't handle it, just take off. It's no big deal. It won't bother me. I understand. You know, my folks hate this show. They think it's an aberration. They can't, you know, they pretend like it doesn't exist. So it's okay. It's not for everybody. It really isn't. My friends listen to the show, and they go, like, what the fuck are you doing, Vince? What are you doing with yourself at night? I don't get it. It's okay. There's a few people that are into it, but most people are just like, this is garbage. What are you talking about? But the topic is tonight technically the Super Bowl. Katie, what did you think of the Super Bowl?
I thought it was different because, you know what? I didn't actually watch it, but I watched the commercials, and I thought they were weird. I did. I watched the halftime. I watched Beyonce, so... Yeah. I thought she's pretty.
Worth the World of the World says, hey, Vince, did you change your show into Love Lines? Well, you know, I've always thought that my show was kind of like a hybrid show of like the internet version of like a Howard Stern crossed with Love Lines, crossed with Rock Lines, crossed with Coast to Coast. Like... for the internet type thing, and a little bit of Red Eye in there because I like having a panel. Red Eye always has a panel. I should just keep it to four people, but stupid me, I don't know when I don't know how to say no, so I have to put everybody on. And by the end of the show, I end up having like 24 people live on the air, and it's just complete audio spaghetti.
Yeah, full play, bro.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Vince, look who's in the chat room.
Who's in the chat room?
Look below Kiosk Cupid and above Danny.
Chris Hansen?
Yep. I called him in here. I heard.
Am I on CN or MSNBC right now?
Yep. You're on a show about internet predators.
Is the door about to ring and... Hey, Vince, sit down. Sit down. Why don't you have a seat? Sit right there. Please, Vince, have a seat. Yes. San Francisco is screwed, says Chef Boyardee.
No, look, here's the thing. That last call, that pass interference call was definitely a blown call. That entire game, I had very much been letting him play the game. I mean, you saw how many scuffles there were, and there were, what, two penalties called for those? And there was quite a few of them that could have been called. Nobody was thrown out of that game, and there should have been. So the rest of that entire game were being lenient like that. That being said...
Holy moly, is that Barrett Brown typing? Banging at that keyboard, Katie. Yeah. Bang that keyboard. Naughty, naughty keyboard. Sorry, I'm going to put you on hold. Or self-mute, something like that. I don't think your boyfriend approves of that loud typing. What do you think? Katie's boyfriend's on the line. Go ahead, Katie's boyfriend.
Look, you know, she types like that sometimes, but it's okay. I'm not gonna hate, but I just want her to get over here right now. You know, leave the Vince and the Bay show. There's no point in being there, Katie. And you are 13. Stop saying you're 18. I know you're 13. You know, so just come over. Let's get it over with.
I want to know who that guy is.
It's your boyfriend.
What's his name?
This is Tyrese. And I just want to know if I can get Katie's digits.
Tyrese wants your digits, Katie.
You're not getting my digits, honey.
I can put you guys in the green room.
No,
What do I have to do? What do I have to do to get your digits, girl? I mean, you know,
you're not getting my digits.
Wash your panties, something.
I should go over to a different show where the guys actually love me there, because I'm.
You sound like you got like some kind of issues, honey. Like. You know, like, you really want everybody to like you or something, but you're acting like a real whore.
Okay, and Katie and her boyfriend. Katie and her boyfriend are in the green room now. And now we are joined by Sal, Boss Sal. What's up?
What's going on, Vince?
Oh, you know, just trying to sustain my sanity for the next hour and 13 minutes and taking shit tons of calls. What's going on with you, dude?
Just celebrating the 49ers 6 Super Bowl win. Whoop, whoop. Tied up with Dallas finally.
No, they lost, dude. Come on.
Yeah, the Cowboys don't have 6 either.
Woo!
Yeah, that was pretty epic. That was pretty spectacular. I'm kind of pissed that Ray Lewis got to walk away with a fucking smile on his face. Fucking asshole.
I'm pretty pissed that Ray Lewis got to walk away with murder in 2000, but other than that...
He ran away with murder tonight, too. He got away with murder tonight, too. That's just... It was a monstrosity. Both defenses were just shredded to pieces. It was not the Niners are supposed to have a great defense and traditionally the Ravens are too, but they look like fucking Swiss cheese tonight. Nobody tackles.
Yeah, it's definitely bad.
I think we lost Katie.
Oh, good. She was sending me a lot of
No, she's here. She's here. I thought she dropped off.
Never mind. I take that back. She's not 12.
She is in the green room still with her boyfriend. I hope they're working things out. Man, dude, I feel bad. She was really excited about coming on my show. And Saul, what the fuck are you doing? Are you shooting lasers?
Why is it always Saul?
I don't know. Where's that? I don't think it's Sicko. It's just you, me, and Sicko, dude.
Okay, so why is it automatically me?
Okay, Sicko, was that you shooting lasers a second ago?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
so
pretty sure
saying
it's all...
a non-Sicko would be more honest than I would.
Yes,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, that's you shooting lasers. Fucking dick. I got too many callers to deal with. All right, what, Danny? Danny, you want to say something? Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to, you know, talk on the radio show, man. No, I was having a conversation with somebody, and all of a sudden realized that I wasn't on the air anymore. I actually thought that you went away. I got worried. I was like, Vince, where are you? And there's no reply yet.
No, it's okay. Everybody's served some time in the green room tonight. It's fine. Right now, Katie and her boyfriend are.
Yeah, I was just concerned about you because you just dropped off air. I was worried. I was like, oh, my God, what happened to Vince? God forbid something happened and Vince became indisposed. I mean, what would we do? I mean,
God knows. God only knows.
So I've heard that you were
that your official bit promoter guy, Shady the player, or Shady player, said something about WrestleMania earlier.
Yeah, I was challenging you to a little match at
WrestleMania. Yeah, I was challenging you to a little match. Listen, you want it, you got it. Just bring it.
You're ready to get
it. I'm not worried about it at all. What you might want to do is if you go to Walmart and you get an air horn, you take the little noisemaker thing out of it, and it's a perfect little mouthpiece. You can actually blow that and inhale it. It'll make your voice deeper. You know, it'll sound better on the radio, you know?
I sound just fine.
I sound just fine. Yes, you do.
All right. They are now in the green room. Katie and her boyfriend are back with us, but they're on timeout because they have some issues to work out. You know what we're going to do? We're going to sex things up here. Let's bring on Nikki Smokes on. What's up, Nikki?
What's up, you sexy motherfucker?
Nothing. Been waiting for you.
I've been waiting for you for a long time.
I know. I'm so glad you're here finally.
What did you think of those commercials today?
Like I said, the only one I liked was the Deion Sanders one. I thought that was cute.
You didn't like the Star Trek trailer?
Fuck Star Trek.
Whoa. I let you get away with saying a lot of things on this show, but I think you should just slow down now, man.
Fuck. No. Fuck kitty cats, fuck bacon, and fuck Star Trek. There you go. Take that, Internet. Take that, shove it down your pie hole, Internet.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, that just happened. Anyways, Nikki, what's going on, baby?
You are just listening to your show, smoking some weed.
Oh. Yeah, you definitely need to sedate yourself to put up with this shit. I don't know, what was your favorite commercial?
I liked the one that was like the Cannonball Run, where they were all racing to the Coke.
They were in the desert?
Yes.
You know who made a funny tweet about that was Jim Norton. Do you ever follow Jim Norton?
No.
Oh, he's a fucking hilarious comedian.
I have to look him up.
He said the person that was going to win the race to the free Coke was going to be Lindsay Lohan.
That's good.
But yeah, it was a total count. But you know what also reminded me of? It reminded me of a fantastic film. If you're into film, there's it's an Australian film. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That's what that film was reminiscent for me. Although inside it wasn't a bunch of transsexual or tranny gypsy queens. It was actual like hotties. But that's a great film. You should check it out if you haven't seen it. It's you know the guy from Memento.
No. You'll have to send me the link.
Oh, I forget the guy's name from Memento. He was also an L.A. Confidential, Australian actor. Anyways, it's an Australian film, and it's one of his first premier performances that broke him in, and he played a fucking crossdresser.
Hmm. Yeah, let's check that out.
Yeah, I'll IMDb that and send it to you.
Thank you.
I'll put it in the chat room. Jeez, I'll spread the love.
Absolutely. You got a lot of love to give.
Oh, yeah, baby. You know it. So I cleared out the green room. Everybody spent time in the green room except for myself and, Nikki. So I think Nikki and I are going to go spend some time in the green room. And in the meantime, let's enjoy some Gypsy Phonic Disco. How about that, everybody? If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, we have We're finishing up hour number two, hour number one, and we're ready to launch, you know, explode, climax into hour number two. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667, BRB.
I'm not afraid to This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di rientro a tutti
I suoi
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory.
Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
And unmuted. Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay. Nikki, are you there?
Opa!
Opa, opa! That was a mashup. That was an MIA mashed up with some gypsy Balkan brass music. I don't know what the hell that was.
I used to have to scream opa when I lit the cheese on fire when I was waiting tables at a Greek restaurant.
You know, I got to do some, some chat room moderation here. People are getting out of hand in my chat room. I don't really appreciate it. 2 minutes to Melissa 13 for scrolling. Nyan Whale. Boom. 2 minutes for scrolling. Who else? Who else wants some? Anon Seco wants some.
Give it to him.
Anon Seco, boom. 2 minutes. Anon Seco, 2 minutes for scrolling. Who else wants some? Just tell me about it, all right? Okay, I'm going to bring back Katie. Katie, I'm sorry. I'm trying, you know, and Seco's here. You know, I'm sorry. I really should. You make a good point. I should police my show a little bit harder. I should pay attention to the chat room. I should shouldn't let the trolls go on for too long on air. You know, I should manage the show a lot better. But I appreciate you critiquing that, and I won't be butthurt if you decide to just rage quit from the show because it's not going to get any better. Trust me.
Let me tell you something, though. Like I told Nikki. Trolls, they don't bother me. They just piss me off. I don't care about trolls. They just piss me off. That's fucked.
They don't bother me, but they piss me off. That does not make any sense, Katie. They piss them off. If they piss you off, then you're being bothered. Think about what you're saying. You need to learn to laugh at these guys. It's all in good fun. The trolls are pretty harmless. They're funny, actually. I love the trolls.
Yeah, I think we have one right here. I think we have somebody named Barack. What's up, Barack?
Actually, it's Brock. Why would I want to be associated with one of those filthy monkeys?
Like the candy? Like Brock's candy?
Yes, no, like, totally. But I'm just saying, so you say the trolls don't bother you. People who try to cause emotional distress, they just cause emotional distress. Doesn't
Yeah, they don't bother me.
A little,
I mean, they bother most, but you guys don't bother.
They just piss you off. People don't bother you. That seems a little
contradictory. But you're confusing me with the other girl. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, yeah, we've got two different ladies on the line. I don't know if you can distinguish their voices, but we have Nikki Smokes a Lot, and then we have Katie Davis. Katie Davis is new to the show. This is her first time calling, first time listening, and she's kind of freaking out.
I'm not freaking out. I'm getting pissed off.
She just doesn't
you
like
are
the amount of trolls.
You are boo.
Yeah, this
what,
is,
believe
Nikki?
Me, it
this
only goes down
like,
here from here. Downhill
you know,
from here, sweetie.
Yeah. You know what? This
Excuse
show
me?
Is kind
no,
of like...
No, shut up.
This
I'm
is sort
talk.
Of like the Mos Eisley Cantina of Blog Talk Radio. This is...
No, what did you say, Nikki?
I don't know. You just fucked
up. High five!
What?
Wow.
I was too busy making cantina music to hear what you guys were saying.
Is that,
oh, that
you?
Was you? Jeez.
Yeah. By the way, I'm still glad the Ravens won.
Why is that?
In well, because you like the Niners, because you're from San Francisco.
That's who I was rooting for, but I'm really a Raider fan, so deep down I was
you're one of those people, okay.
Yeah,
well.
Deep down I kind of, you know, I was representing, but I was rooting for the Niners, honestly, but the Raider fan of me was kind of happy they didn't win.
You kind of win either way, because both these teams die. I don't know, I've had people say, oh, it's a Cinderella story. No, it's, you basically have the shiniest of two turds. Kind of like the presidential election.
Exactly.
You know, you lose both ways and you win both ways. Fuck life.
Absolutely. Totally agree. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, there's still time, kids. There's 52 minutes left, as a matter of fact. If you want to join, it's 347-826-7667. I have an extended panel tonight, including new... to the first-time listener, first-time caller, Katie Davis. She's here with me and Barack and Nikki.
Barack.
And Sicko.
B-R-O-C-K, bro.
Okay, bro. Let's go to a new caller here. You just raised your hand. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
No, this is Vert.
Vert. Oh, thank God.
Oh, I changed my name to Bertie for you.
I would like to ask for you to unmute us, because fuck.
That's fuck. Yeah, I agree. Okay, I will unmute people.
And stop hating kitties, damn it. Kitties fucking rock.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Are you defending the internet? Look,
you're damn right.
I'm kitty.
Vince, you didn't know he was from the internet, did you? You had no clue.
I will not stand down from my belief that in order to restrain sanity to the internet, we have to rid it of kittens, bacon.
What? That is
No. You can rid it of kittens. You know, if a cat dies, fine. The Vietnamese actually have food. No, it's the Koreans,
bacon.
They have food. But bacon, that's pure America. And if you get rid of American food, no, you just can't do that. America fuels the internet. Without bacon, the internet will cease to exist.
That's kind of what I want to see. I like seeing anarchy.
No,
I don't want to participate.
I want to, a little anarchy.
I want to observe it from my bourgeoisie ivory tower. Okay, Melissa 13, you are getting dangerously close to being kicked from the show or the chat room. I'm serious. This is a warning. I'm going to mute you again. Two more minutes. I swear to God, I have no problem enforcing the law. I hate to do it to Melissa 13. I love her to death, but she's really pushing it. I mean, like, she's like worse than Spyco.
Why are you mad, bro? You sound sexy. Fuck when you're mad.
Dude, I'm not.
What's wrong?
I'm not mad. I'm just slightly irritated by, you know, I'm trying to impress this new listener, Katie. She seems like she's very, very eager to participate in the show, and she's really disappointed by the quality of the programming. So I'm trying to monitor it.
What quality?
I'm not disappointed. I'm not disappointed. Let me see. I'm not disappointed. I just know that trolls.
Whoa! Hang on a second. War of the World. Worth of the World. More like War of the World. She's making some inflammatory statements in the chat room. She just used the word, a couple of the words that we're not allowed to say.
Do we need to send you a form, bro?
Dude, she said Jimmy's. You can't say Jimmy's anymore. Oh, Russell and Theo just said Jimmy's. Holy shit.
No, you cannot say the R word either.
Oh, I gotta
R word?
I gotta
say that. You can't say the two J words either.
So, Vince, I can't tell you that I'd like to go into the green room with you and Russell your Jimmy's?
You can't say those words.
My God.
Damn it.
I have to mute you. I'm sorry, darling. You have to. Nikki, so that's a lot. 2 minutes for saying a word we should not say. I'm sorry.
Hey, at least she ain't saying.
What the fuck?
At least she's not saying swag or YOLO.
Hello.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. No, Danny and Spyko are posting those faces in the chat.
Why are they posting faces?
Because they're trying to agitate you now. See the fact that
retarded Norwegian.
Norwack.
Hey, God.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, Neil Rauhauser's in the chat. That's cool. I apologize to Neil Rauhauser, who's probably listening to this. I hope you're multitasking, bro, doing something productive on the side, because this has turned into a complete monstrosity and it's a total train wreck.
It's pretty much business as usual.
Yeah. Yeah. It's another Sunday night on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God.
Are you okay, Katie? You're gonna get sick.
No, I'm way off then.
Oh, okay. All right. We got your boyfriend's still here. Hey, Katie's boyfriend, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Vince?
All right, no, nothing. Just doing some chat room moderation. Sicko, 2 minutes for scrolling.
Well, look, I've got some serious business to talk about here. I've got some inside information that the Russell League has been doxing sea cows.
You just said the R word.
Damn.
All right. The crazies are out tonight, dude. I don't know what's going on.
They're still posting faces.
You know, I apologize, Katie. I think this isn't just kind of an unusual night. The trolls are out in force.
Oh, Spyko, you did it. Spyko found the loop. He found it. He found out the loophole.
Oh, wait. Spyko just... No, thank you for pointing that out. Boom. Cha-ching.
Oh!
Spyko,
got muted for being
words.
Him.
Yeah, Spyko is 2 minutes for saying words he's not supposed to say. I mean,
actually, he switched the letters, so he was actually in good faith. That means you're a terrible police officer, sir.
Yep.
Then.
What?
You said shuffle my Remy's, not the other way around, bro.
Doesn't matter. It's the intent.
Guess what? I'm coming back.
From where?
No, I said I'm going to come back.
A hooker.
You want me to come on your back?
No,
she does not need a pearl belt.
No, I said I'm going to come back.
Whoa, wait a second. Hang on. Sicko, what'd you just tweet there? Op VITB expect us? What's that all about? What are you insinuating there?
You're dead to me.
Why? How? What did I say?
Bacon kittens.
Yeah, don't hate kitties.
Fuck your bacon. Fuck you. What else?
Look, no. I was saying that for dramatic effect. That you're taking that out of context again. See, this is how things spread. You make shit up. You totally distort the truth. Take it out of context and then feed it to people. You're worse than CNN. Okay.
But the real question is he worse than Bill O'Reilly?
Let Nikki back on.
Look, I'm not the person.
You know who is worse?
Who
I have candy.
Is white text spamming a chat room? Okay.
Nikki, let Nikki back on.
Oh, yeah, Nikki's off timeout. My bad.
Thank you.
Hey, Nikki, are you there?
You want to know who's
I'm out of the corner now?
Yeah. Yeah, you were punished. You were being a naughty girl.
Okay. Thanks.
Reminds me of an old joke. You know, the whole, you know, beat me, said the masochist. No, said the sadist.
Okay, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry I had to come to this, but I'm putting the, it's time to put the chat room on lockdown. Chat room martial law has been instituted in the chat room. Everybody's pretty much become a clinic in spamming and scrolling in white text, okay? And I will not tolerate that.
That's what you're talking
about.
Shit.
I'm going to leave now, okay? Goodbye.
Oh, okay. All right, Katie. Thanks. Bye. Thanks for coming out.
Have important. Important business to talk about.
Bye.
Important.
All right, there she goes, Katie Davis. Thanks for coming out, Katie Davis.
Dance.
Yeah, what's up, bro? Who's this?
So, I have an issue I want to talk about. I heard Russell League is doxing sea cows.
Who's saying that?
Who is this? The artist formerly known as Katie's boyfriend.
Katie's boyfriend, my bad. Yeah, go ahead. Cool. Go ahead.
So they're doxing sea cows. So they're going after Von Rage and apparently Robotic Quixotic. Is Robotic in the chat room tonight? I have no internet tonight, so.
Oh, let me check for you. I do not believe I see her. No, I've not seen her tonight. I should do a chat room roundup for you.
Well, you could do that, but I know Spyco's in there, and you know he should really know that he should be way more careful about using a damn Spyco name all around the fucking internet because his name, his real name, his father's name, and everything's out there.
I seriously think one day there's going to be like a universal ban for IRC. It's like you just join, you know, with the name Spyco, and you're automatically like blind, just like Reason, named Spyco.
Well, I'm starting Sea Cow Sec, and if they don't stop doxing sea cows, I'm putting all of Spyco's information out there.
Wait a second, what the fuck is Sea Cow?
They're doxing sea cows, dude.
I think
I'm
they're being
cows. Sea Cow Sec.
They're going to dox the sea cows. Oh, God.
They already have.
The sea cows.
Dude, I totally saw the sea cows.
I think the EPA
open
is
for
the
yeahs at the Warfield. 97, it was hot. 347-826-7667. I'm going to release chat room martial law. Hopefully people will... okay, now Sicko is posting up Russian propaganda, okay? That is what he's doing. I try to be nice. I let you guys have the chat room back. And this is my thanks. So thank you. Boom. People are going to have to start going back on mute. Like Danny Dantalian. Who else do we got a nail here? We got a nail Norwalk. Boom. How is Spyco not muted? Boom. Who else? I feel like I'm just like... I've got all these ninjas coming at me, but instead they're trolls. But I have a lightsaber.
Yeah, you do.
Seriously, you guys, you trolls have nothing to fear from Vincent the Bay, okay?
Throne is waiting to talk.
Except a sword fight. Melissa, 13, you are quick with your sword.
Yep. Are you going to let Tyrone on or what?
What the fuck? Tyrone's here?
That's what they're saying. They're saying he's on the line.
All right, let's see if this is Tyrone. Tyrone, is that you?
Yo, what up, Vince? What's going on, man?
Oh, Tyrone's nothing, dude. We're just bullshitting. What's going on with you, dude?
Well, not much, man. I was listening to the little radio show or whatever, but I heard it. You got some kind of new rule around here that you can't say a couple words, man. And that's
Well, you know what? I'm just trying to make it compatible with the new standards of the internet that this guy who goes by the name of, his name's Ron, but we prefer him to him on the show as he whose name we shall not say. Apparently he's decreed that Russell League cannot use the words, oh man.
How about 2 minutes?
For who?
For the quarter.
For you, Vince.
We'll just refer to these words in the interim as Romeo and Juliet.
No, there's three words you get that Wrestle Leaguers can't say, and so we're just trying to practice that here because a lot of Wrestle League people come through here. We don't get them in trouble, so we're just trying to be friendly and accommodating to that. So I've been muting people that have been saying, like, Jimmy or...
well, now you got to mute yourself, though.
Or Russell.
What about Bacon?
Or Jew. No, Bacon's okay for some reason. I don't understand. I wish it was.
Well, okay. Well,
maybe they'll add it
later. Is this like a challenge that Voldemort put out to those people that they can't talk without using them two words? Is that what he's trying to say?
Three words. Learn to count, nigger.
Bad word.
I know you didn't.
That's true.
Yeah, you
I
should not say the word count on my show ever again. All right? People don't count here. People do not count here.
Yes, sir.
Don't let that slide.
There's no counting going on around here. Nobody's counting shit. This doesn't count for anything. All right?
Anyway, Vince, another thing I want to talk to you about. Earlier in the show,
what?
You said something about Loveline and Howard Stern. You said your show kind of like a mix between Loveline and Howard Stern. You remember saying that?
Yeah, and a bunch of other things, too. Like,
I particularly remember Loveline and Howard Stern. And
I love Loveline and Howard Stern. I haven't listened to Howard Stern since he left terrestrial radio, though.
Great shows, man. You know, and I just wanted to know, you know, what I wanted to ask you was,
you know,
the hell
you
wrong
actually
with you?
Sound just like Howard.
What the hell wrong with you, Vince? Seriously, you gonna come on here and say that your show like Loveline mixed with Howard Stern? I mean,
I didn't say it was. No. I see, again, look at these people. Look at these people. Just like a non-sicko, you take one little sound clip, sound bite, and you totally twist it. All right,
these people.
Yeah, what you trying to say about that anyway? These people.
You know what I mean.
Have you ever had a black co-host? I mean,
yes, I have. I have had several black co-hosts.
Oh, so you believe
in
jokes?
You put Smoop on the air too, by the way. You racist against Smoop too.
What do you mean? I put Smoop on the air all the fucking time,
just
dude.
Just put Smoop on the air, Vince. Just shut
is
up.
Is he on the line right now? I don't
Smoop
know.
Put Smoop on the air, dog.
I haven't had time. Fucking
Vince,
you
tripping.
Jerry!
Smoop it. Put Smoop on the goddamn phone, Vince. You tripping, dog. Now, Vince, I like you, but you tripping tonight, dude.
Oh, shit.
Put Smoop on the phone, man. Smoop on the phone.
Surprise, nigga! Oh, you're a nigga! You're a nigga!
All right, let's see if this is Schmoop. Schmoop, is that you?
Hey, Vince, what color coffin would you like to be buried in, you brick?
What?
I'd like it to be redwood. I don't know.
Redwood? All right,
yeah.
I'm going to go get that set up right now, you prick. I'm going to come over to your house and kill you.
Why
in about
are you being such
minutes.
A dick? Wait, is this Schmoop or is this Ron? I can't tell.
This
you
is Ron.
This is Ron.
How's it going,
yeah?
Asshole.
Oh,
asshole.
I'm calling
okay.
Here impersonating Schmoop. You always do this.
Yeah, you prick. I'm going to come over there and I'm going to wrap your head with like a fucking wrench there, you tough guy.
Now all you have to do is say the three banned words and you'll be just like him.
Hey, shut up there, you. I'll come over there and kill you too. And your ma.
That's nice. I don't particularly care for her anyway.
Why not? That's messed up, bruh.
Did you flush with your gym bombs or something, or what?
He gonna talk about his own mother like that.
I don't speak niggerese.
No. What happened? Hey, what happened? Did she fluss at your gym bod? Did she butter your toast? Did you rumble your ramble?
I have no idea what you're saying, buddy.
No.
She flimflammed his flip-flop, though.
Oh, shit.
did she rattle your James?
She banana-rammed his Bobana.
Oh, damn.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about.
To be honest, she wouldn't let me watch.
It doesn't matter what you think, you prick.
I think it sounds like a white Will Smith.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear a guy say that she wouldn't let me watch porn? What was that all about?
Bitch, I'll kill you.
You think you can, motherfucker? You just come right on with it.
Bitch, I'll kill you.
Come on.
Wondering.
You think you're fucking man enough? Come on with it.
Did I just walk into E. Compton?
Right.
I'm from the streets of New York, okay? Over here,
I feel like I'm in the jungle right now.
I'm from the fucking
corner by monkeys.
Lydiana, I'll fucking feed you to a fucking pig, and they'll never find your fucking ass.
Rick, I'm from New York, okay?
Yeah,
okay. I'm from the
hot streets of New York. Shit about New York? Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, give me the ball, okay?
Come on, give me the ball.
Yes, I am talking shit about New York.
Come on, give me the ball. Come on.
What you got?
I said you were the boy.
What?
Come at me. Yeah.
What?
I can't hear you. Sorry, I can't hear you. I'm out of a cock in my mouth.
Hey, this guy
I know.
Called me so
I can't
keep
this cock out of my mouth. I'm sorry, but it's fucking huge and delicious.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
A woman who knows her place. Now all she needs to do is go make me a sandwich.
All right, let's bring on another lady.
Miracle Whip on that sandwich.
Let's bring on another lady. How about Elliot Smith? What's up, Elliot Smith?
How about you get
unmuted,
you bitch?
Oh no, don't do it.
Those are romance words right there. Yeah. You know, when a man threatens to kill me, I just fucking fall in love. I can't, you know, I think it's
good. We're getting some nasty feedback, somebody. It's a whole feedback party going on over there.
Fucking rave.
Hey, who the fuck's being silly over there and shit? What the fuck?
That's fucking Benny Hill!
What the fuck are you talking about?
Whoever's playing that clip, it's Benny Hill.
That fucking voice of yours is piercing. What the fuck?
Oh my god. That was sicko. Oh, you're right. That was Benny Hill. No, but the terrible feedback noise was Sicko's line. It might have been Melissa 13. I don't know. But they were getting some major feedback party going on. One of you guys is on the show. One of you guys is listening on the air. It's kind of causes a little feedback party. But that's okay. That was sort of like a exercise in controlled chaos, a little bit of audio spaghetti there. We only got a half hour left. So, Nikki, besides, what did you think about the game, the actual game itself, the Super Bowl?
That's what a Super Bowl is all about. I thought it was really good. I got bored, you know, watching Baltimore kick their ass, but they came back, and I like that. That's good football.
Yeah, the second halftime really helped them. They got to rest a lot. They got to regroup. They got to and then they came out loose. They scored 17 points in 4 minutes. It was amazing.
I was hoping San Francisco was going to win, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too. I was trying.
But
to
yay for underdog.
Yeah, I was trying to represent the Bay Area. Elliot, were you rooting for the 49ers?
No, I don't watch. I was watching that Puppy Bowl on the Animal Planet.
That's so gay.
Yeah.
A lot of people watch that.
Why do people watch the Super Bowl?
No, 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 no. I said a lot of people watch that. I saw a lot of people that they were watching that.
Hey, Shady Playa, did you watch the Puppy Bowl or the Super Bowl?
I watched the Puppy Bowl, man.
Yeah.
What's the Puppy Bowl?
The Puppy Bowl is on the Animal Planet every year.
Who in the chat
the
room?
Super Bowl.
Chat
and
room. Those people in the chat room, press number one if you watch the Puppy Bowl instead of the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're really trolling them.
Everybody press one that saw the Puppy Bowl instead of the Super Bowl.
So what are they, puppies? What, is this puppies, actual puppies?
Yeah.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, they're little puppies that play back and forth, and they, like, kick around toys and balls, and there's, like, little overhead cameras. It's pretty legit. I mean, in the commentary, it's striking.
How cute. I am Russell League. I am a big fucking fat ass.
Oh, nice.
Cute.
It's nice when
so
she bends
good.
Over,
I can't
though.
Even get off my bed.
Nice when she bends over, though. There's a lot of surface area to play with. You can just slap your cock on her bare butt. So
you know, I need to get a new moo-moo.
You can just, more surface area to play with. I love it.
Right.
Or a little extra cushion for the push-in.
What? There you go, baby. Soon maybe in, but that's where it's at.
She said the forbidden words.
What?
I didn't see shit.
She said RL.
Shit.
She said the forbidden words.
What'd I say?
She said RL.
What?
Oh, you
I
said Russell. You said Russell. You're not supposed to say Russell. Yeah, you said Russell.
I did not.
You did.
You should talk to the Russell League in the chat room. It's fine. You know what? And that's not your fault because
you
Russell
said
League should.
Man, you gotta mute yourself. Oh my gosh, it's like fucking Vinception.
You know what? I'm gonna mute you then. How about that? Two minutes for chat room the host. Two minutes, Ellie. 2 minutes for challenging the host. All right, so we have Shady Playa back with us in the second hour. Hey, Shady Playa, have you tuned into Nikki and Desert Rose's late night show, their women's rant radio?
Oh, yeah, I've tuned into that once.
I think it's a fantastic show. I think it has potential to be fantastic. If more intelligent thinking females could latch onto it, I think it'd really take off.
We are looking for other females once we get past like Bathtub Girl and I'm sorry, I should not have just said that name. Whatnot. We are looking for other women that are interested.
Maybe Katie. Has Katie been on the show?
And moving right along.
What happened to Katie anyway?
Katie rage quit. She couldn't handle it. Too many trolls. Too harsh. She just didn't like it.
Oh, she and her boyfriend went back to real life land.
No, her boyfriend's here. See, that's what happens is, like, every time people encounter the show, like maybe like three people check it out, and two of them never come back, and one of them is like turns into a regular listener. It's great. it's like come for the pie, stay for the food. That's what they do. It happens a lot. I get a lot of fans like whenever 4chan trolls me. Like they did. Like every once in a while, I'll get maybe like once a year, once or twice a year, I'll get raided by 4chan. And out of those whatever 700 to 1,000 new listeners, dude, I would say maybe 5 to 10%. Come back for more.
More Vince goodness.
Yeah. I think But fuck, tonight is off the hook. We got a panel from hell. Let's see what we have here. Let's check back in. Let's do a radio reset here. Before we do that, how about why don't we do some chimes here or something? Or we need to. Yeah, here we go. Everybody relax. We have 24 minutes to go. And that's the wrong sound effect. This is what I was going for. And And we're back, everybody. We've only got 24 minutes to go. Just relax your muscles, your neck, and your shoulders. Just let your back naturally arch. Take deep breaths. Expand your chest. Breathe through your nose.
Oh, I feel good. Stretch it out.
Yeah, work it. Do what you got to do, all right? There's only 22 minutes left to go. And it's over. What do you think, Elliot?
I think if I say anything, you're just going to mute me again.
Why? Why? Tell me what's... Okay, I won't mute you.
Don't talk to me in your sexy voice, all condescendingly.
No. I just got really relaxed.
Okay.
And I was still on that level.
I still feel really tense right now because I've spent more time...
You have hideous background noise, by the way. Hideous. Are you talking by a fan?
Hold on.
You're calling from the helicopter.
Let me see.
What's going on back there?
Is that better?
Yeah, it's much better.
Okay, sorry about that. That was a helicopter. Tyrone sent that helicopter to me, and...
Oh, shit. Tyrone's still on the phone somewhere, I think. Honestly, there's 14 people live right now, plus a bunch of lurkers, and I forgot which one is him. God damn it. We still have Katie's boyfriend. Katie's boyfriend, what are your thoughts?
Oh, hey, Katie's boyfriend. Where's Katie, though?
Look, she just came over here, and I'm super pissed. I mean, have you ever tried to Facebook a girl with mascara running? This is fucked up.
That's kind of hot.
Crying. She's running around the house, you know, taking her clothes off, throwing the lotion on me and shit. This is fucked up, Vince.
Oh, was there baby oil, too?
She hasn't found a baby oil yet.
I've been keeping that hidden. You better lay some tarp down on the bed. You guys are going to get hot and heavy soon.
Ain't no getting hot and heavy.
All right, we have Sicko and /Ma back with us live.
Ma.
Hi.
Hello, greetings, salutations.
That was not us with background noise, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was. You were the last one unmuted. It was you.
There's no way.
There's totes way.
We're sitting in a room with no fucking noise except for your radio show.
It might have been me. I'm sorry.
Look, I'm just making sure that my broadcast adheres to proper digital etiquette that would be expected of any digital broadcast across the internet. Okay.
Stop.
One at a time. What'd you say, Mom?
You're Patriot Gregging like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right. Then you. I'll shut up and you tell me your thoughts.
No, it's okay.
I want to hear what Vince has to say, because, you know, we always do all the talking, and he mutes us, and he unmutes us, and then he mutes us, and then he hangs up on us. Like, what does Vince have to say?
Yeah, Vince, tell us a story.
Apparently, I'm Patriot Gregging, so that's why that's half the reason why I hand it over to the panel.
No, let's hear you.
Is that better, or is that too loud, or is that distorted?
I'm all ears.
Hello?
We are waiting. We are waiting for your words, Vince.
What did you want me to talk about?
Anything that your little heart desires.
Okay.
Vince in the Bay fucking manifesto. Let's hear it.
All right, let me do this. Let me go check my Twitter, see who's tweeted me. And I'll react to them spontaneously on the radio.
Yeah.
Or internet, whatever it is. Okay, Op Valentine, a.k.a. Worth of the World, says, "Hey, guys, help join Op VITB. Tweet your pics of bacon, kittens, and Star Trek to Vince in the Bay. Stop the hate."
Yeah. Can you read the mean ones, like the mean hate-filled ones only? Can we just...
The Lulz Depot XXX says, "Yoda is the best character in Star Trek."
This is not going very well, Vince.
It's Star Trek. Yoda was in Star Wars.
Worth the World also tweets, I can't believe that Vincent the Bay threatened to ban Melissa 13 from the show for good. It wouldn't be for good. It'd just be for the rest of the night. She could still listen. She just wouldn't be able to participate in the chat.
You mad, bro?
He's the host Nazi. Sometimes.
Don't push me, okay? Don't push me.
Are your Jimmy's ruffled?
Okay, you know what? You just threw yourself a timeout. It's fucking worse, dude.
That was good.
It's going to be a timeout.
Flip that right in there.
Bad girl.
Naughty, naughty Melissa, 13.
I find her to be pretty well behaved myself, but I mean, that's my opinion. It's not like value her.
Seraphim Nero says, show some love to the black people, you Jew. First of all, I'm not a Jew. I'm Catholic. And I love black people. In fact, to be honest, the last...
Vince, I lied. I don't want to do this anymore. Can you bring the callers on? I apologize, everybody. I am sorry. This sucks. Can we bring callers on? This is all my fault. I take full responsibility. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Okay, no problem. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I will take responsibility for that.
All right,
fuck me.
Fuck it. Everybody's live. Everybody who's got their hand up is unmuted. It's total anarchy. Just whatever. Say whatever you want.
Fuck the band at me.
We're loving this topic. Girl.
Oh, you bum ass nigga.
Zoidberg.
Stop trying to phone. Somebody's trying to tone hack the show. Stop hitting your that shit.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Show, dude. Tone hack, or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Guys, I would just like to say that I'm going to murder David Michael Heineke.
Oh, fuck.
I
have an incoming call.
Jesus Christ. This
is also a threat, by the way. It's a vocal threat. I'm going to kill
you.
I'm going to have to wait. This is morning.
You should not say, you need a timeout. I don't know which one he is, but you offended Katie's boyfriend. He's gone now. You, not only did you offend Katie, but you now offended Katie's boyfriend.
Katie's boyfriend. I did.
Yeah.
And someone's butt hurt.
Okay.
Listen, is iHasCandy still listening?
It's goddamn iHasCandy.
But is iHasCandy still listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would just like to say the next thing I'm about to say is a verbal threat. I'm going to kill iHasCandy, a.k.a. David Michael Hine, at 12 p.m. tomorrow. This is a vocal threat.
Hey, is there any truth to the rumor that XU Out's docs are dropped?
They're actually fake.
I'm
still going to kill David Michael Hine. His real name is David Michael Hine. Seriously.
Okay.
Hine?
Hyne. H-Y-N-E.
That sounds Jewish. Hyne.
Hotel, Yankee, November, Echo.
Hyne.
No, Hyne, as in the ketchup, like Heinz, but without
the
I apologize. Nikki smokes a lot, who was completely bored with the show and rage quit.
Vince, can you hear me?
Yeah. What?
Oh, I was just going to say, with I Has Candy, dude, that faggot could replace Bill O'Reilly if you wanted to. You know, he told me, he was like, I have to wear a mask. No, you don't have to do that. I think a tinfoil hat would suffice. Talking about how Anonymous can control satellites and crash. That's a dumbass. Don't take him seriously.
I did not say I hated kittens, by the way. Did I say I hated kittens? No. See, anytime I talk against something, you automatically...
you definitely did. Sorry, but you did.
You did. I also...
That's not correct.
That's why TVA is in
the word hate was involved.
It was kitten, yeah, okay.
I just said that if we eliminate kittens, bacon, and there's something else. What was the third thing?
Star Trek. You actually said
Star Trek, yes. Oh.
You know, I'm going to forgive the kittens thing because I feel similarly about Jews. So if we just eliminate them... You know.
I feel the same way about black people. The only one I'd spare is Tyrone.
See, everybody found something we can agree on. It's just, this is perfect. Look at that.
Oh. Shit.
Seriously, all the fucking Jews need to die.
Okay, Danny is getting dangerously close to being muted for excess. Oh well, speaking of muted, Spyco, boom. Oh god damn it! Bada bing, bada boom. Spyco, 2 minutes for scrolling.
Yeah.
Especially if you scrolled.
I'm killing these bitches.
Who else wants some of this?
Oh, can I just call out names?
I also want some of it.
Hold on. Chad Vermillion is misbehaving. Like it's bad. Robert West. Like he's on bad behavior. You should mute him. Well,
okay, you know what? A Nyan Whale just tweeted me a big chunk of bacon.
Ooh.
Is he in the chat room? Yeah, he's going to get 2 minutes for that. During the show on Twitter is totally game.
What?
Yeah. Did you see what he tweeted me?
Could you at least post official rules before you host a radio show? Because now I'm afraid to talk. Like, what the fuck?
I know. I'm trying
to see.
It's
like this. It's like B almost. There's no official rule set. You just don't break the law, and he can ban you for any reason he pretty much wants.
Oh, this show flirts between chaos and anarchy and total tyrannical shutdown by and me being a dictator.
We've been on our best behavior for three minutes.
Philander around, but at a certain point, Il Duce is going to come in and bring the hammer.
I think we're behaving and you're being overcritical of it.
Okay, who's trying to tone hack my show again?
Okay. And so it has come to this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was pretty good. That was like 5 minutes of behavior, like good behavior. That never happened. That was pretty good.
What are you talking about?
Jews.
Somebody stop trying to fucking dial while we're on the show. Okay, I Has Candy just said he just tweeted somebody's credit card. I don't know what that's all about.
I wonder who it is this time.
Probably his mom's.
Mama. I mean, look at this.
His madre.
Internet.
Probably going to say it's X you out.
Fake it. Vince in the Bay. Fake this. Oh, snap. These are fighting words. This is the same thing that was posted for like the past 2 days. This is I am not
a kitten wrapped in bacon. Are you kidding me?
That sounds like something they eat over in Korea.
yeah,
like South Korea, because it has like American influence.
Also dogs. Like, we are very fond of dogs. Don't ever forget. Like, cats are right, but...
No, Vietnamese love dogs.
Koreans
love cats.
South Koreans love them dogs. Nigga,
I know my yellow people really
nigga,
well.
Nigga. I am a yellow people.
What?
Hey, what's back?
Yay.
What's going on?
What?
As we're Mexicanos, we just teach them some English.
What?
Give them English a little bit. Just not
Ugly, shut up!
It's
what?
Every...
What?
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 Oh, you.
Hello.
What? Asshole? You're not.
Bum ass nigga.
Who? What? What? What?
Quality radio every night on BTR.
Okay,
it's like monkeys communicating in the jungle.
Seven, what? I'm sorry,
can
what?
Can you mute me again?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, everybody's unmuted now.
I want to hear Diego.
Vince, I found the perfect resolution to racism.
What?
Oh, shit.
What?
Dip a nigga in bleach.
Okay. Ham Robbie also.
No!
Now, too. What's up, Ham Robbie?
Oh, actually, I heard this great anti-rape solution the other day. It's this thing that you insert in the vagina. It has, like, needles and hooks and stuff.
Oh, that thing's badass. I'll find a link.
Like, that's just,
what?
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to post it in
what
the
you
chat
want.
No way! What?
You want your dick back? No, that's not happening.
What?
Sorry, buddy.
Here comes,
it's 3-7
now.
Chewing,
what?
Here
comes.
Zone back on, duh.
What? What? Who?
There you go.
Ah, who? Who? Ah, who? What?
You,
what? What? Where?
Who else we got on here? We got what? And we...
Who?
That.
Undead! Hi, Diego. Diego, I have something really important.
Diego.
To
about.
Oh my God, Diego's here? Call
Diego.
Diego.
It's Annie.
Diego, I logged into the NSSW part of Tiny Chat earlier this
week. I know,
week.
I saw you. I didn't recognize your name on there.
And when
I
came
like,
in there,
I think I know
you're. Shut up, you're ugly!
You were sitting
ugly.
Down
thank
with your legs what? Wide spread. I'm just saying.
I know, I love to sit in that position.
I saw that.
One day. On this chair. On this chair. I've given a blowjob on this chair. I just haven't sat in that position while actually sitting in this chair yet.
Why?
Because I haven't had the chance to. My mom's not at church.
I like the better. I think
why?
The pitch is all off.
Why?
Shit, I need
why?
To tell my mom to charge. She's got to
what?
Praise the loud so that I can have sex.
What? What?
Oh, I found my balls.
Come down tonight.
What?
It was a great show. It was a lot of fun.
I found my balls.
No,
really.
Like
I found my
balls.
Piercing balls because I lost my balls a couple days ago. And I found them. They're on my little coffee cup for me.
What?
Mind that racism thing. It works. You know, make sure they don't have their hair all...
That's when peeing in a cup.
But I got this rock with a big dick. He felt bad for putting pews on there.
Check.
That's
troll.
Why. Am I done on the phone yet? Because it's messing up my hair. I always use a dent in it.
What the fuck is going on here, Vince?
I just got to play.
Yeah, I'm with the Westboro Baptist Church, and I hear you have a sodomite on your show.
My neck, my back, lick his pussy.
Oh, there's the sodomite right now. You need to know that Jesus hates you.
What?
The G-spot? What'd you say?
What? What?
I'm gonna make y'all mad.
What?
My name is... No, I don't have no name, but I'm from Alabama, and I'm just here to tell you that you have a sodomite on your show, and that in the People's Republic of Alabama, we put sodomites to death.
Sodomites. I put heterosexuals to death.
stop. Oh my, those are no. See, we don't associate ourselves with the anal. Nah, those guys get away with it. Nah, it's only those who do it to other men. We all, also in the People's Republic of Alabama, we do like lesbians. And that just means they like what we like. I'm not from the state of Alabama. I'm from the People's Republic of Alabama.
Alabama.
You know, I'm going to say I think Obama's fucking gay.
Hey, Alabama,
I think he's a gay Muslim communist.
It's audio spaghetti, everybody. Audio, audio spaghetti. What a fitting way to finish the show. Audio spaghetti. I appreciate everybody.
Obama's a gay Muslim communist. That's your final remark,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, Jesus Christ. You guys just want to stop, will you?
That's what I'm
saying.
Gay hand signal. Start a
trance. My show has just is somebody tapping on the air? What the hell's going on?
Matt.
My boyfriend is in town.
Matt. I'm just pulling my panty.
Are we in the green room?
Not yet, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Two, one, two. Check. I don't know what the fuck that was. It was a total... Oh, yeah, it's your boy. Yeah, alright, so check this out. This is the end of the show. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Audio Spaghetti was a complete insult to my integrity and my elegance. And my intelligence. We're going to get the fuck out. But before I do, quick big ups. Anon Sicko, Chad, the Vermilion, Chaos Cupid, Danny Dantalian, Gonzo PhD, tons of guest listeners, Hammurabi's Code, Lurk Over 9000, Mock Mechanism, Melissa 13, Norwack, Neil Raunhauser, Nyan Wall, Robert West, Russell League Radio Live, Spyco also, 2 minutes, Spyco, hang on a second here. Spyco, 2 minutes for scrolling. The New Cat Classic, Valnu Test, Vert, Worth of the World, Zero PhD, XU Out, Zero Fox, and also Nikki Smokes a Lot, who was here earlier. She was great. My apologies to Katie. Sorry. I hope you don't come back because it seemed like we kind of pissed you off. But until next time, this is Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And let the troll-a-thon continue some other time. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one. Oh, yeah.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch-ass troll says flippity-floppity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like my hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit. So?
That bitch is trying to use my white ass.
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
first off,
on
wait,
one
hang
hand.
Hang on, hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Ago. A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a farm. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain, and there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA trying to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got dude, the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hello.
Hello, 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Ah, Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because I think little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone head.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One-Eyed Jew?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you maybe if you want to switch men with this other bitch, maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right, 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not
I
Mormon.
Say
she's
that
Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Why
you know my man's
man
on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's all real. Oh, no. Sonny's.
Wait,
son of
who?
A bitch.
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You got to try harder. It's your boy. Vince in the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
Damn, my Twitter is blowing up. Apparently, my commentary on bacon, kittens, and Star Trek didn't go over well on Twitter. All right, so Hammurabi, you're back.
What's up, man?
Nothing. I just horked down Reese's Peanut Buttercup. It's pretty good.
Nice. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
You say that it has people all upset?
I'm getting spammed by Spyco Socks and Birth and Nyan Whale, Von Rage, Gothic Artesian. I don't even know who the fuck that is. Some of these are Spyco Socks, though. Spyco Socks hit me up pretty hard, too. Whatever. It's a whole different show going on over there in my interactions on Twitter.
Nice. Is it now? Everybody was like, you huh? Totally ended the show.
I didn't hear what you said. What?
I said, is it just you and I now? Everybody else?
No. We have two more people with us. I forgot who
else
is.
Yeah, it's about fucking time.
Oh, yeah, okay, so there's Bert and one other person. Who's the other person? Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Greg, tell me.
Whatever, there's three callers on plus me.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, you should never hate on kitties, dude. Like, ever.
Oops, my bad. You mad?
Oh, it's because
Ginger, my Ginger Ninja, says, I see all Spyco Socks coming out to play, Russell. Yeah, they're playing with me. It's not cool. I'm getting those bacon crap.
Yeah, well, still, you should never hate on kitties.
I didn't hate on them. I just said we could eliminate.
No, you
destroy
said
destroy the internet
fuck your
by removing them.
No, you literally said fuck your kitties.
Okay.
Yeah,
those,
you were just
for dramatic effect.
But apparently.
Which definitely got Sicko, Ma, myself, Gothic, everybody against you.
Now you're getting packeted.
I'm fucked.
Oh, what did you say about Ma? Saying you said some shit about Ma.
Yeah, Ma and Sicko are pissed. I'm pissed. Gothic's pissed.
They rage quit. They rage quit. They left. Not Sicko and Ma get mad at me at the end of every show. It starts off good and then they get...
Nah, this was different.
Ma was being the worst culprit in the chat room.
Yeah, that's because you said fuck kitties.
She was antagonizing me.
Did you tell her you're going to bear?
I told her if she kept it up, she might be banned from the chat room for the rest of the show.
Yeah, no, you don't say fuck kitties. I mean, fuck, that's what started it all, dude.
I mean, fuck pussies. But did I say kitties?
Yeah, no, you said fuck
no, you
kitties.
Said pussy. Fuck pussy.
Or kittens.
That's what I meant.
Whatever.
You misunderstood me. I meant fuck pussies.
Well, no, we totally understood you. You said fuck kittens. I mean, I don't care about bacon or Star Trek or anything.
Okay, now
people are spreading
propaganda about me. This Gothic artesian is spreading blatant propaganda against me.
Yeah, good. Do it. I love Gothic. I mean, she's fucking awesome.
Hot.
That's none of your business, and I'm not going to tell you.
Remember?
But yeah, no, you pissed her off. You pissed me, Ma, Sicko. Come on, dude. You're better than this.
Blasphemy. I have to tell you the truth. Somebody's got to tell you the truth. Bacon is not good for you. It's not.
I don't care about bacon.
The product.
Fuck
or
bacon.
The meat.
I haven't had bacon in years.
Good. Good.
I could give a shit less about bacon. I could give a shit less about fucking whatever Star Trek. But you do not diss on kitties.
Okay. You can keep your kitty, but just don't take pictures and put words around it and post it on there.
No, fuck that. That's like our origin. I mean, fuck.
I know.
You don't diss on kitties.
I'm saying your origin is gay.
Well, no, I am not gay.
But your origin is.
Oh, fuck you.
Why do you think you guys all call each other fags? Because you're gay.
No, that's because I'm an old fag and you're
yeah,
just
you're gay.
A dumb. Damn it, Vince. Stop making me laugh. But don't diss on kitties. Come on, that's like... I mean, cats and the internet go hand in hand.
Oh, my rages. So, just empty threats on Twitter, Von Rage. She can't even nut up to call in.
Yeah, well, just, I don't know, just leave Gothic alone.
Okay, I ask Candy wants to talk about XU out doxed. Was it that? Did that really happen?
I heard it happen, but I also heard it was fake.
What's his name? What's his name, dude?
I think it's X.
No, dude, what's his first name? What's his
name? I
know
his name.
No, I don't care if it's fake or not. I'm not going to dox anybody.
I'm just curious. I think he's like a... I'm guessing he's like a... Oh, man, I want to say... Rick, maybe?
A what?
He looks
Rick
like a Rick,
Rick.
But
Richard?
I don't think that's it.
No.
No. Donald. Is his name Donald? Huh?
No.
No. What is it?
I'm not. I mean, if he really was for right now, I'll let you know if it was legit.
All right. Fine.
But on the
exclusive here on the show. Hey, Hammurabi, will you promise once you get doxed, I'll call into my show and give an interview?
Once I do what?
Once you get doxed, will you call into my show and do an interview?
sure.
Sweet.
If anybody's got the right docs, I won't. But you never know.
You never know. Never know. All right, dude, I'm going to bed. Thanks for coming out. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Have a good night.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
if you guys have...
stop hating kitties.
Yeah. Any final thoughts before we go, gentlemen? All right, good. Hammurabi's gone. Thank God. Oh, everybody's gone. Vert, final thoughts?
Just stop hating kitties, dude.
I'm not hitting kitties. Now you're totally...
No, that's...
total
blatant. Sorry, I'm hearing a lot of echo.
Dude, we need... You know what? We need to do... We just need a party.
I can't even do final thoughts.
Huh? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I can't even do final thoughts.
Why not? What are your final thoughts? Go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, no, that's, just don't hate kitties and, leave Gothic alone. But I still love you. I'll be back.
Sweet, so will I at some juncture.
Yeah, I know the show was kind of chaotic, but...
Wait, let's see if Norwalk wants to say anything before we leave. Norwalk, do you have anything?
Norwalk!
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
I like oil, potatoes, rocks, and pounding.
All right, then. Thank you.
Informative. But, yeah, Vince, I look forward to the first, dude. Thanks for your support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Have a good night.
Until next time.
All right. Have a good night.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Disco, disco, partizani. Hey, 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 disco.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.